Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Over the weekend across this country in many, many, many cities, demonstrations, hundreds of people, a lot of them peaceful, thank goodness, especially on Sunday, not so much on Friday and Saturday. Curfews, and the president at one point in a bunker with his family because of the protests outside of the White House. Journalists blinded, injured, and arrested while reporting what's happening. That's outrageous. So some of the demonstrations were combative over the weekend, and this all goes back to George Floyd and the fact that he was killed by a police officer in front of our eyes as we watched him kneel, former officer, Minneapolis officer Chauvin, who had his knee on his neck, and his final words were so haunting to anybody who saw any of that video, which is almost everybody in America and beyond, because other countries are commenting, some are even protesting. But watching him say, "I can't breathe," all because a possible phony $20 bill, it turns him into Floyd, another victim of death in this situation, and it's just uncomprehensible. And what is the explanation? I can't even imagine what that explanation is. So people are furious. They are gathering, or did gather, in not just Minneapolis, Detroit, New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Philly, Kansas City, Las Vegas, and a bunch of other cities. And some of them turned violent. There was shooting in some places. Stores were burned. Windows were smashed. Police cars were turned over. There were other things set on fire, and a lot of stores had looting that they dealt with. The windows were broken, all that kind of stuff. So here we go again. A lot of grief, a lot of sadness for what's gone on. American turned against American, and just absolutely crazy. The indifference of Chauvin, the cop who shoved his knee at his throat, and the fact that now he's been charged, and we'll see how that unfolds. He's under suicide watch at this point. So here we are, world, and closer to home across America. Kate Delaney. I didn't think when we talked about I couldn't breathe, which was already horrific enough with people on ventilators and people dying, and now COVID has taken the lives, COVID-19, of over 105,000. We would also be talking about a black man confronted by what appears to be a very racist or problematic white police officer, just to ignite this fire, you know, even more. So, wow. We'll have those conversations. We'll be having those conversations. I hope we'll be having those conversations coming up in weeks on end, and where do we move forward as Americans, right? And not indifference. We can't be indifferent to this. I mean, this is our country. These are our people. All of us are brothers and sisters. I honestly feel that way. And to ignore the pleas of his pain, and that was 9 minutes. You know, it keeps getting portrayed a couple of minutes. Nine minutes. And he was a human being that was cruelly killed for, again, what reason? A possible phony $20 bill. Wow. And there's more that will unfold, I'm sure, when it comes to what happened with Chauvin and what happened with the other police officers. And, you know, you had the police chief who said you can't have indifference, and he dumped the other three police officers as well. Some people are calling for them to be charged. So here we have this fight against this elusive killer, the coronavirus, and too many Americans are dead. We're all, let's face it, we all could be potential victims. And then we're also drowning in many in lack of employment, filing for unemployment, waiting to hear if you're going to get unemployment or not. And I know those numbers will go up. It's well over 35 million that have filed for, you know, money now. At this point, stores are closing. Iconic brands are closing because they can't stay open. They can't afford to stay open anymore. So they're filing for bankruptcy or they're closing down. And this is the last hurrah, if you will, for so many, again, stores that you would go in and out of and not even think twice about. And then there is the, so while the outcry is racism in America, what's happening, what about equality for all, and outrage over Floyd as the final straw, COVID possibly increasing at because of some of the protests, because again, social distancing, although lots of people had masks, but not everybody had masks, essential workers who are stuck and not making a lot of money, and then they're out there on the front lines. The vaccine and where we're at with the vaccine, might be able to get the vaccine in October, but depends on where you fall on the chain, how many batches they have. All of that plays into that, into whatever it's going to be for whoever gets the the vaccine. And then we did have the bright spot where we had business actually solving a problem. SpaceX founder and chief engineer Elon Musk watching his astronauts go up, I say his astronauts, his craft and NASA astronauts go up into space and leave from Cape Canaveral en route to the International Space Station, which, of course, they have now docked there. It was very, very, very exciting to see that. And the images and how the how far we've come with technology and what Elon Musk has done with the technology was pretty exciting to watch that happen, to watch the docking, to you know, see them autonomously dock with the orbiting lab and the astronauts joining the three-person crew of the Expedition 63, that's what it's called. And they're going to be there 1 to 4 months at the station. Very, very cool. I have to say, very cool to watch that. You think of what was the first, if you watched ever, what was the first rocket that you saw go into space? And do you remember where you were? Were you a kid in school? Did you watch on YouTube afterwards? Did you watch through NASA's portal? You know, where do you fall on that spectrum? So for my 18-year-old nephew, pretty exciting for him to watch that because he doesn't have the memories of the space shuttle and when they were launching, and that was over 9 years ago. Coming up on the flip side, we're talking about numbers and what the Minnesota Attorney General is going to do as far as Floyd's death and what's happening around the country too as well. Hang with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. It is all about numbers, and we're talking about those here on this version of We Can Count. So we're going to get to that here in a second. Well, this is numbers. These are all part of the numbers. The number of protests in the major cities was 20 plus, and the amount of people varied from city to city. The National Guard on Sunday said that about 5,000 of their personnel were activated in 15 states. In Washington, D.C., with 2,000 prepared to be activated if they needed it. So they assist law enforcement on the ground with protecting lives and property in those locations. That's pretty much what they do. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said he had extended an 8 p.m. curfew and closed major highways in the Twin Cities. About 55 people were arrested Saturday night in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And there were people who damaged pharmacies and grocery stores and local businesses. And so now, of course, that doesn't help the economic crisis that we're all in. About 20% of the people arrested during the daytime on Saturday were from outside the state. This is part of the debate. That's what Minnesota's Department of Public Safety released. They said a number of the arrests made on Saturday were for weapon violations, like ones that resulted in the confiscation of an AR-15 rifle. And the police had stopped cars without license plates that had been stolen after the people fled. And some of them were apprehended, some weren't. They found weapons and rocks inside the cars. And they, the governor said that I think candidly, I certainly think I want to believe it's outside more, and that might go to the problem we have saying, you know, can't be Minnesotans who did this. But certainly there were people from Minnesota that were protesting. But they're talking about the riots and how many people are coming in. And we look at the jobless claims that have been filed since mid-March, and that's a scary number, right? 40 million U.S. workers have filed jobless claims since mid-March. We don't know what's in the upcoming weeks, what's going to happen, and this just screams of even more problems, obviously. In Los Angeles, about 400 people were arrested. That happened over the weekend. There were 340 arrests in New York, 240 in Chicago. You heard that was their protest that you heard, a pretty peaceful one, that version of it, when we clicked open the show. One person was killed in a shooting. That's awful. And 47 police cars in New York were vandalized in the demonstrations over the weekend, including a number that were set on fire. 33 NYPD. Those officers were injured, so that's awful. And it just depended from place to place what we saw. I mean, you saw police spraying protesters with tear gas. That happened in several places. And, again, from place to place, it differed. I could read the numbers and give you as many stories as I know, which would eat up all this time. Bottom line is it's nasty. It's crummy, it's crappy when you have jackasses, I'm going to say it, who are throwing crap in cars and going to a different state to ignite even more fears and problems only because they're going to loot or purposely they're trying to make their own statement and act like they're blending in. And I certainly don't doubt that. But it's not only that. And luckily, cooler heads have prevailed. Even Floyd's brother is saying, protest, absolutely. He's devastated by what's happened to his brother. But do it peacefully. That if millions of people protest, but it's peaceful, that's different than when you have people that are looting, rioting, setting things on fire, setting police stations, precincts on fire. Just, you know, absolutely, of course, unacceptable. All right, I'm going to go to something else because we talk about people out of work and industries that have been just absolutely clobbered by this virus, like I'm sure in all ways everybody's been affected somehow by it. If you haven't been, then you are very, very lucky. But Southwest Airlines might be among the first U.S. carrier to resume nearly its entire schedule. They plan to operate a full complement of flights this winter. But notice what I said. This winter, after deep cuts during the pandemic, they loaded a schedule of 226,446 flights in November and December on Saturday, because they have to get those schedules together ahead of time. That's only 1.5% fewer flights than it flew during the same period in 2019. I was on a bunch of those Southwest flights. So that's where they're throwing the dice, right? They cut two-thirds of their schedule in May. And what they're saying is, in past downturns, they've been able to capture demand post the downturn. So they're thinking they're going to be able to catch it, same thing, by doing it, by turning around and being able to operate that way. But again, they don't know. I mean, the city's most affected by Southwest route cuts, Fort Lauderdale, and a couple of international places. They've got nonstop service to Boston and Cleveland and Jacksonville and that kind of thing. And so they're going to have to cherry pick through all of that. But how about that? They're going to operate about 16% more flights or 263 departures a day from Denver at the end of the year compared to 2019. And that's because of the expansion in Denver. And they are betting that that's going to be okay. But we're going to see this from other carriers, too, probably over, you know, I don't know, maybe over the next couple of weeks. American Airlines, Delta, United, they're going to double down on their probably big hubs and not their smaller hubs. Because they're going to look to, okay, what's profitable? Where do we think people are going to fly out of? I mean, again, it's just trying to get ahead of the virus. figure out, hey, if there's a vaccine in October, what does that mean? Boom, 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 right? That's it. Christo was kind of a well-known artist. He died at the age of 84. This just happened on Sunday. A bunch of, you know, landmarks that he's famous for. He did large-scale kind of art, if you will, and he worked with his wife, there's something, for 51 years. And they would have these big art projects or works. I mean, really big ones they'd be commissioned to do. And they'd be up for weeks or maybe months, and then they were the kind that just, then they came down. I mean, he had the famous Paris, the oldest bridge in Paris, Pont Neuf, and he had a famous work there where he had fabric covering the bridge. It's kind of cool looking, hard to describe on radio. Just look good. If you saw the bridge and you're an American and you're there, you're gonna, what's going on with that? Wow. I mean, it would be a wow. It's what I call a wow. And that's what his artwork did. I guess that's the best way to explain it. So he had a definite style, and it was a style that people liked, and people knew him by his, you know, when it's your first name, when you're going by your first name, yeah, chances are you're doing something probably that people know you for. Or how are they calling you Christo, just by your first name, I guess, right? Let's put it that way. That makes sense. Let's agree that makes sense. If it's first name, yeah, something. That's got to be pretty good. All right, what's going on with unpaid bills and this Raymond Dye? I guess he's the billionaire governor who's been sued. I was reading a story about him dozens of times for millions in unpaid bills, and it includes all kinds of things. A bill for court, for, you know, coal mines, things that were supposed to be brought up. The United Mine Workers of America, that they had endorsed the Governor Jim Justice, and now they're turning around and saying, well, wait a second, what about paying? He's got these companies he owes that he's got to pay up, and he has not paid up for them. And now he's running for re-election, and he is a wealthy, wealthy man. Well, I don't know. What do you think your chances are of re-election if you have unpaid bills and lawsuits and everything else? Well, maybe good if you're saying, well, if that's why I have a lawsuit against them. But he's had all kinds of crazy judgments, etc., that are hanging over his head. I mean, like, you know, whatever it is, the New London Tobacco Market, they won a $35 million ruling. That's crazy. How do you pay that out? Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After several nights of sometimes violent protests over the death of George Floyd, people are wondering when it will stop. Police cars were torched on the streets of Philadelphia. Curfews have been set in cities across the nation. Protests are underway in most big cities, including Los Angeles, Miami, and Washington, D.C. This marks the sixth day of violence and unrest across the country. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lansbottom tells CBS News Face the Nation she knows how angry people are, but violence doesn't help.
I understand the frustration. The frustration is real and the anger is warranted. But the violent eruptions won't offer us any solutions right now.
She says two police officers have been fired after body camera footage shows they used excessive force during a protest. This is USA Radio News. More protesters and vandals at the White House. WTLP reporter Steve Dresner is on the scene.
Well, apparently law enforcement officials have released some type of pepper spray into the air, moving the crowds back a bit. I just talked to one young lady who said it was definitely pepper spray.
There's more evidence that the coronavirus was circulating in the U.S. as much as a month prior to the first confirmed local case in February. According to research from the CDC's COVID-19 response team, genetic analysis of early cases suggests a single line of coronavirus imported from China began circulating in the U.S. between January 18th and February 9th. Genetic analysis of the early Washington state strains of coronavirus indicate they sprang from a common ancestor, which existed between mid-January to early February. The conclusion is that in many cases, the virus can be spread by people who show few or no symptoms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're going to Australia, one of my favorite places, and I'm going to introduce you to an incredible woman here on Author's Corner. Her name is Kayleen Hay, and she's written a book called For the Love of Self, The Proven Tools and Strategies for Healing My Life. And she has such a powerful story that you can learn from, and I think you're going to have big takeaways from this. This book is absolutely a game changer. Thank you so much, Kayleen, for coming on the show.
Hi, Kate. It's lovely to be here.
Let's talk about the reason, and you and I talked off the air, but let's talk about the reason why you wrote the book. What prompted you to write this book?
Well, I think I had found a way to heal myself naturally without drugs or surgery that I thought other people could possibly use as well, and it relates to healing myself of stage 3 vaginal cancer, and which took 6 months for that to all take place when I first found out until it was all gone. So I just felt that that was a powerful thing to pass on to people. Don't try not to get into the fear mode too much and run off to the doctors and do this and do that because you don't think you've got any time. This has been building in your body or in your mind or whatever for quite a while. So another day or a week won't make that much difference really. And just sit and think and be with yourself, and what would I really like to do? How would I like to handle this? And however you choose to handle it is perfect for you. Don't worry about what anyone else says.
And you said that one of the things you said, and I think this is powerful, I love that advice, instead of, because there is that panic moment, and you just think, go to the doctor, just do, you know, what we got to do this right now. But mm-hmm. people don't sit with it often, especially when you're talking about, like, stage 3. So you sit with it, you decide what you're going to do, and then you have to go deeper. So what happens that you go deeper and you dig and you uncover some things that helped you release it, you think?
Well, I think everything in our, that presents in our body and mind as a disease or an illness or whatever has some emotional and mental background, let's say. So if we can find out what that is, we can heal that. It might be a terrible childhood. It could be a bad relationship with your mother or father, all sorts of things, or abuse in any way. So if you can find out that, then you can send healing to it, because then we understand where it's coming from. You learn to understand why it happened. And so then it just clears that away and helps your body and your mind heal. It may not do all of it. Depends what the issue is. I mean, I can't say it works for everything, but I think looking beneath the surface, asking the questions, why this? Why could this have happened? Where did it happen? And wait for the answers to come in and go with that.
And so you did that, and then how long was it from the time you found out the news that you had stage 3 cancer to all of a sudden, poof, it's gone?
Well, it was actually 6 months, but in the meantime, it had been growing more inside until I found out who the sexual abuse that had happened, who it was, how old I was, and all those sorts of things. Once I found out all those details, which had been sort of way out of my mind, I had no idea this had happened, within a week of knowing that, of course, I sent more healing then once I knew. I sent more forgiveness and everything to the people involved there. And once I knew that, within a week, it was gone. I knew it was gone, but I was afraid. I wanted to look just to prove that it had gone, but I wasn't game to, because I thought, wow, a week and it's gone. And it was just totally gone, and it has never returned. Now, that's 19 years ago.
Wow. What a powerful story. And I think key there too is what you said, Kayleen, is that the forgiveness. You did the forgiveness. You went through it, and you didn't just say, okay, that happened, but you actually took the time and did that, and that probably made a huge difference. And again, we're speaking with Kayleen Hay, and the name of the book that you can get on Amazon is For the Love of Self, The Proven Tools and Strategies for Healing My Life. Tell us some of the proven tools. What, for people listening, what are some tools they can use to start digging?
Well, just sitting quietly somewhere with your eyes closed and just pray about it, ask about it, talk about it in your mind like you're talking to God or whoever you like to talk to, Jesus or angels or just to your own self, just talk about it and then, you know, like you're asking for the answers. So let the answers come in a way that I can understand. I can clearly understand what it means to me. It could come in all sorts of different ways, Kate. It could come in with a word straight away. You've got to be quick sometimes to catch it. Or it could come in something you read in the newspaper or on the TV. So it's trusting, first of all, quieting yourself, asking the questions, and let's see what answers come. So that's sort of the first thing, because then I always use Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, and looked at the probable cause of my sore toe, let's say, and it said whatever. And then a new thought pattern. So then I would use her thought pattern, or I would make up a combination of hers and mine, or just my own. So then the affirmations was part of it. And seeing during those times too, I mean, I did a lot of Reiki, so I sent a lot of healing to myself, to all sorts of things that were relevant to my issues. So I felt that the Reiki helped a lot. And I had other friends too who did healing with me as well. So I think that the healing, the intuition, the just trusting your own guidance. What else would there have been? I mean, it's pretty, in a way, it's really simple, Kate. I think that's probably about it. It's just
intuition.
Sitting quietly about asking the question and getting your answers and then taking whatever action you need to take from there.
Yeah, I love that you said intuition. That really stands out to me because for some reason, and you certainly know this, Kayleen, a lot of people ignore their intuition. I mean, I'm sure I've been guilty of it in my life, and then it comes back to bite me. But then when I pay attention to my intuition, it always turns out pretty good. But there is something about ignoring what's right in front of us sometimes that can come back and haunt us, don't you think?
Yes, Yes, for sure. Intuition is just such a powerful tool. And it can take a little bit of practice because we don't trust it all the time. But, you know, if you make a boo-boo to start off with and you get the message wrong, well, that's fine, but at least you're learning to trust yourself to follow what you get. And it gets easier and easier. After a while, it just sort of happens really, you know, really easily. But, learning to trust your own. And if you're going to ask other people for opinions or what about this or about that, you ask six people, you'll get six different answers. So then you're more and more confused. So you have to learn to trust your own intuition.
Oh, I love that you said that. That's so powerful because that's what happens. You ask somebody, you know, for what you want to hear, either you want it to be validated,
yeah.
And then if it's not validated, then you get into that whole back and forth thing with whoever
yep.
it is. I mean, it's almost like you're peeling back the layers of my relationship, Kayleen. But it is. It's so true. And we do it. It's a natural reflex. So some of this takes work. And the key thing is, you know, you talked about this, is, you know, healing my life, because that's what you did. You literally healed your life. When people read your book, what do you hope they take away from it?
That everyone is a powerful being. We're all created in love, and we are love. So to try and let go of the fear, because the fear just keeps you locked in the past in a way. So if we can let go of fear and let in the love, then it helps, you know, loving ourselves, just loving everything, really, humanity as such, and being unconditional. I think that helps. But we're more powerful than we realize, and until we're given something, let's say like my cancer, we don't really realize just how powerful we are as a being and what we are capable of doing. And I also believe that we're never given any more than we can handle. So if you're presented with something, don't run away from it. Just say, oh, great, this is happening for a reason. Bring it on. This is something that's going to help me heal areas of my life that may have been really holding me back. So, just trust in yourself and know that you can do anything that you put your mind to, really.
No, oh, I love that. So it's like you said, 19 years, you've been cancer-free 19 years, and it uncovered
yes.
for you, you're the perfect example of that. It uncovered for you something that you needed to deal with. You dealt with it, and, you know, we're talking about almost two decades, and how freeing was that for you?
Well, it was amazing, but, you know, I also realized that everyone's just sort of a product of their environment, and so what the people that I know, because they were close to our family, I sort of know their history, and so it sort of gets passed down the line, and everyone's really just doing the best they can with the knowledge and awareness that they have at that time. So when you understand that, you can't really blame them, or forgiveness is the only way of handling it, because I don't agree with what they did. No, of course I don't. But it sets me free from the whole thing, and I can just move on then, saying, okay, this is what's happened. I've dealt with it. I've forgiven them, and set both of us free, really. So, it's quite an interesting, it's simple, but it's complex. And I know some things are very hard to forgive. But if you're just willing to forgive sometimes, that can be enough for now, and it'll come back again, an opportunity will come back again to forgive. But I also, going back to what I was saying before, I believe that we choose all this before we come in anyway. As a soul, if you believe in reincarnation, we come back many times to work on issues. And so, as a pre-life choice, I chose my parents, my environment, my experiences and all that to learn about, I think, about loving myself, which is the main thing, self-love, self-worth, all that, and relationships. So at the end of the day, there's no one to blame. It's just all there for us to learn and grow from.
Ah, so well said, and a perfect place to end this. Kayleen Hay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. It was wonderful.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Much all of you know my love of poetry, so it's a really special, special time for me when I can bring somebody on this show, an author's corner, who has compiled thoughts and poems over the years. So this is somebody who's thought about this and actually went out there, did it, did a book about it, and one that is so impactful. Carol Kappas is with us, and she is the author of the book, To Hear Your Voice, Written Verse of the 21st Century, Inspirational and Motivational, and it certainly is that. And this is really an incredible collection in her life of poetry and verse that she accumulated. Carol, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and for having me, Kate.
So let's talk about that. When did you start collecting these poems and these thoughts and these pieces and putting them together?
These poems I started writing after my high school years. And then I wrote it when the words came into my mind. I just wrote it on a piece of paper, and then I filed it. Sometimes I use a typewriter, written it down, and filed it. And so that was the beginning of the creation of my verses. And when I was in high school, I knew I was a writer because I took creative writing. So I knew that talent was always there in me.
Wow. And now, I mean, here it is. Fast forward to you have the book out and you have a voice. So, you know, you say to hear your voice, and that's what you want people to certainly think about when they're reading this. And when you put this together and you thought about that, how did you piece it together? How did you piece the chapters, we'll say, together?
Okay, then what I did is I took all the verses that I had written down, and my book is unique in a way because it talks about life from birth and then life issues in between, and it goes to death. So what I had to do is I had to take all the verses, sort them and organize them out, and then I have my chapters and labeled it with one word. And it starts with life, nature, emotion. It goes all the way to happy, love, self, God, nation. And so I had to categorize that. So when I wanted to learn how to do the manuscript, I took a self-education course that did that. And then I put it all together, found my publisher. And that's how it came about. And it's probably like a 3-year period. And the book shows when the verse was written and kind of sometimes what inspired me to write it.
Oh, I love that. And before, you know, we had a preliminary conversation before we jumped on the air, and I was wowed by a couple of poems. I asked you to dig up a few of them. And would you give us one that talks about life, you know, sort of beginning anew? Would you recite that for us?
Okay. Life begins anew. It's already on my blog site, too, that I placed there. That's how it first started. I wanted to see how my readers enjoyed my writing. So I have Life Begins Anew. I watched the rain clean up the dirt left from the melting snow, and spring came forth. I see the crocus bloom amongst the cold ground, a sight for eyes to witness once again. I savor the scene in my mind this moment and realize that beauty comes when life begins anew.
I love that.
Here in the winter snow, yeah. So when you see the crocus bloom, it kind of creates that life starts anew again.
Yeah, so we should tell the listeners, you definitely live where there's snow because you live in the Minnesota area. And, of course, I have lots of friends there, and I know as well, Carol, you get so much snow, and that really resonates. And I think it resonates with anyone because wherever you live, there is the changing of the guard, and life begins anew. And we should also tell people that, of course, they can get your book on Amazon, To Hear Your Voice, Written Verse of the 21st Century, Inspirational and Motivational, and your blog. Tell us where we can find your blog as well.
My blog is at carolkappas.blogspot.com, and that's where I first began my writings, and I started in 2011, and today it's 2020, and so it continued there. And some of the verses that are in the book were not on the blog. So I kind of pieced a book to where I think you would learn from. So I'm pretty happy with the choices that I made in the verses that are in the book.
Yeah. Again, you have such a creative mind, and it's interesting because of all the collection that you've pulled together, et cetera. And for a profession, I mean, you went into the dental business, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what, Carol, we all have that kind of fear of the dentist. You would be super popular if you did some of your poetry, I think, for some of the people in the chair.
You are right. I did a chapter on health, and there is the one on the teeth. And there's also on the mind, also on our grooming and emotional being. When I heard patient stories, too, that I'm in the dental office, then some of that is in the book also.
And you wrote a poem I thought was, I think is just beautiful, especially the way you finish it. But you told me you wrote it in 1986. So I love it that you document it, you kept it, where so many of us travel around, move around, or go through the various, you know, sections of our lives, and we lose some of the things that we've gathered. But you didn't do that. So tell us about your poem, Memories. What inspired that? And then recite it for us, if you would.
Okay, I wrote Memories when I was dating a fella, and he was working in another state, but then he became my husband, and it's titled Memories, written in 1986. It goes like this. I spent the other evening thinking about you, and my, did I feel so blue. Tears surfaced rushing down my face when reflections of you came into place. being apart, I often realize your life with me was a wonderful surprise. How we cherished those happy moments together will stay with me now and forever. Yeah, and you talked about living in different areas. Yeah, it seemed like we kind of moved every 7 years because I did live in California and Texas and then came back here in Minnesota. So I did keep my files, and that file box went all over the place. Yeah.
I love that you dragged
very interesting
all,
life.
Yes, you dragged all of that with you. And look, who knew? You came full circle, and it landed you to the point where, you know, you've got an audience that can be inspired and certainly motivated by it. What do you hope that the people listening, they pick up your book, what do you hope that they take away from reading your book?
I want them to have a happy life. I wrote it because I wanted them to have a better well-being of themselves. And my preface tells you the voice that I talk in, so I'm going to read this last paragraph. It was those quiet moments in the day where many divine aspirations came about, and I quickly had to jot them down so as not to lose them. I am an emotional, expressive writer that gets in the hearts and minds of people on their core being. The essence of nurturing the human being into full growth, to prosperity, and a meaningful life is truly important for everyone's emotional well-being. We all have a spirit within ourselves to accomplish what we were born to do. So as we live through our life, we always meet people. We always, you know, there's a reason that we meet others. And I think it captures into our being at the end of our life. So I wanted people to live in hope, love, and peace. I write most of my verses are on nature, peace, and love.
I like that. Nature, peace, and love. And you know that it's so tough. People have that, what I call, Carol, that mind trash, and sometimes it's so hard to shut that off. And reading your book, sitting in a quiet place, and reflection, I mean, you really talk about that because you reflected throughout your whole life, it seems, right?
Yes, yes, that's what I did. That's what's in the book, yeah. And people will leave. This is a 306-page book, so people are going to enjoy quite a few of the verses, and they're going to remember the powerful message that they read. And also I write in a way that they feel like they're with me when I talk about something, too.
Yeah, and I felt like that certainly in both of the poems that we heard from you. Both of them
yes.
had a very clear meaning, and I think we can all understand about starting anew and memories and how we feel about
yes.
somebody and then how that takes you through a relationship. And again, the book is called To Hear Your Voice, Written Verse of the 21st Century, Inspirational and Motivational. Carol Kappas, what a delight to have you on this show. Again, thank you so much for joining us on Author's Corner.
Well, thank you so much. You've made my day. Every day is a new day, and I'm almost like a self-made philosopher, and I enjoy talking with people. I enjoy talking with you. It's a pleasure to know you, too, as an author, and I just want to thank you again for taking this time, and I want to thank my readers for enjoying my book, and it's a valuable book that I'm going to make sure that you really enjoy it.
Thank you. Some great parting thoughts for sure. And thanks to everybody for listening. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.